is the last time you made a New Year's resolution and actually stuck with it? If you answered never, you are certainly not alone. Are you going into the new year wanting desperately to make some positive change in your life, specifically about your health goals, but unsure how or what to focus on? And honestly, all this resolution talk has you a bit frustrated that yet another year will go by and you will be at the same place you are now. If you're ready to hear a different perspective on all of this, keep tuning in. Thank you for tuning into the Hot Mess Mom Health Podcast, where starting messy is always better than perfect. My name is Rebecca Santos, and I'm a busy mom just like you, trying to level up my health and reduce stress in this crazy life. Since becoming obsessed with all things health and wellness, my mission is to share information so that you can finally lose the weight you want and feel energized, because all of us moms deserve to feel good. If you're ready for the completely different perspective on New Year's resolutions and want something that can truly carry you into your goals, grab that iced coffee and let's go. Hey there, welcome to the Hot Mess Mom Health Podcast. Do you wish you could find a sustainable way to get healthy and not feel overwhelmed in the process? Do you find yourself up late at night scouring Pinterest for meal prep ideas and quick workouts? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to feel stressed out and disappointed when you fall back into your old habits, drive through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru for the second time this week, all while the fresh produce you just bought goes bad? Hey, I'm Rebecca. I too am a working mom of two littles and self-proclaimed hot mess mom. All my life, I've struggled with trying to maintain a healthy weight and feel good in my skin. I could add yo-yo dieter to my resume. After I packed on 50 plus pounds with two pregnancies, I decided to change for good. I wanted to stop obsessing about food, stay consistent, and set a good, healthy example for my kids. But I kept telling myself that I didn't have the time, the energy, or accountability to stay on track, until I changed my mindset and created One Healthy Habit at a Time. In this podcast, you will find simple, actionable steps so you can create a healthy lifestyle and get relief from the overwhelm. Spray that dry shampoo, grab your iced coffee, turn up the volume, and let's get healthy. Hey there. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so happy to be here. Happy New Year. We are in 2024, everyone. So if you are feeling all of the things and feeling like emotional about a fresh start and a clean slate, I definitely understand that. And I wanted to provide a perspective today that may be something that you haven't heard before, or maybe you've heard it kind of in a different variation, but you know, thinking about it and talking to people about New Year's resolutions, I feel like it just carries this weight, right? Like you have to make a resolution, you have to call it out. And I don't know, it just seems so heavy to me that it never resonated, and I've never, you know, said something as a resolution and actually stuck with it. So I've really brainstormed a lot this year and did a lot of soul searching on what I can do and how I am motivated and how other people seem to be motivated, and kind of just hearing and seeing different perspectives of things. And this is kind of what I've compiled as what I think can be a really good motivator. It can be a good pick you up when you're down type of scenario. It can help with your mindset. And it's really a combination of a bunch of different things. But I wanted to start out with the definition of a resolution, right? It's a firm decision to do or not do something. So resolutions are typically like, I'm going to get healthy this year. I'm going to lose 30 pounds. I'm going to save $30,000. I'm going to get a new job. They often tend to be very vague and grandiose. Like, I want to get a new job. Like, well, that could be a million different things to a million different people. And how about we just start at step one, right? And I want to lose 30 pounds. Again, grandiose. How are we going to even start, right? We're not addressing the core reasons of, or the core way that our brain works. We are now declaring that you are going to do something, but it's rather large. And I think that's probably why, you know, you typically hear about, I think it's called Quitter's Day, and it's the second Friday in January. So that's not very long after people have declared a resolution that you often quit and have to restart. I read a statistic that 23% of people don't even make it past the first week. So again, you've made a big, grandiose declaration to the world that you are going to do something. And I don't necessarily think it's inherently bad. I just think that it puts so much weight on a thing that's so big. And we really need to look at things much smaller and more granular and figure out, okay, well, if I want to lose 30 pounds, what are the steps that I'm going to do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to get there? And instead of declaring it, why don't we focus on the smaller stuff? Because if you've listened to this podcast for a hot minute, you know I'm all about small things lead up to bigger changes. And typically long-term success usually starts with something small, like lighting the fire, right? We're going to light it, we're going to put some kindling on it, and then we're going to have a grandiose fireplace or bonfire, whatever you want to call it. I really just want to address the issue that most people that have a resolution they're not really successful. And like, I have definitely personally been there. And like I said in the beginning, I've done a lot of soul searching on like, why hasn't that worked? What was the reasons? How am I motivated? How are other people motivated? Like the psychology of it, the sociology of it, all the factors that come into play on how our minds work and are motivated by positive things and what keeps us going and what really evokes change. And a couple of things have kind of stirred up for me. So I wanted to share them with you in hopes that this will help somebody, in hopes that it will help you when you feel like you want to give up, when you want to throw in the towel. Maybe you get to that quitter's day and you want to give up. And maybe this keeps you holding on, keeps you on track, keeps you going to get to that point of like, yes, you got this, you know, where you feel ultimately successful, where you are just heading toward your goals. One of my friends said, all gas, no brakes, something like that feeling that you just are going and you're just like, you mean it this time. Like you are just head down in the ground. You are going. Nobody's going to say anything to you. Nobody's stopping you. You are everything that you've ever wanted. So a couple things. First thing is creating a word of the year, a word, a vibe, an essence, whatever you want, but just creating that term or that one phrase or that one word that is going to center you when it feels like everything is working against you. You know, maybe the word is, you know, my word of the year is focus. Like, I'll be honest, I'll put it out there. My word of the year is focus. I want to be focused on what I want. And I want to kind of put blinders on the things that I don't want. And if that means eliminating things that, you know, maybe are fun, or if that means eliminating things that other people, maybe I'm disappointing others. If it's not keeping me focused on my action plan for the year, it's not really going to happen. And it's okay. It's okay to be selfish when you are trying to better yourself. It is okay. And those people that you have around you, if you share with them your goals, you share with them your aspirations, and they cannot understand why maybe you're saying no to something, then maybe like there's time to reevaluate like where they stand in your life or what part of the picture they plan in your life or they're part of your life. Because if you are working towards a goal, you have to kind of focus and put blinders on it. That's at least what I'm doing personally. But maybe your word of the year is inspiration, or maybe it's like your kids, like maybe that's just like your core. Like when you're thinking of something that's holding you back, like maybe you have a lot of weight to lose and maybe your doctors are telling you like you're going down a path that's not really the best thing for you or your family. And maybe just thinking of your kids is that centerpiece for you. You know, finding what grounds you, what's going to bring you back to your why, finding like that word that you know lights a fire under you, like whatever that word or phrase, maybe it's a quote. I'm very big on quotes, so I get it. Like maybe it's something like that you can put as the background on your phone. You can put it on the mirror in your bathroom. You can put it as the back, you know, the screensaver of your computer. Something that you can bring yourself back to that center of why you are working towards that goal. And for me, that has helped me in years past, that has centered me, that has helped me maybe not achieve all of my goals, but definitely move the needle forward. So I think that's a part of it. And that's kind of what I'm getting at, is that I don't think there's one big grandiose thing like declaring a resolution, but a bunch of pieces of the puzzle that if you really put together will really help you reach all of the goals that you have for yourself. And the other part of this is really just breaking up your life into, I'm going to say, three or four segments. And some examples of this could be family, health, finance, emotional, mental health, relationships, work, whatever the terms are that you want to focus on as they're like parts of the puzzle of your life, if you will, if that makes sense. You know, for instance, let's say you're picking health. Picking that as a quadrant that you're going to focus on and then taking it more granular where, what are you going to do more of and what are you going to do less of in that part of your life? So for me, if I picked health, I would pick more weights, less cardio. So for you, it might be like less soda, more water. You know, maybe it's less eating out, more cooking at home. So taking whatever it is that you're focused on, and instead of making it even like this grandiose, I'm going to lose 30 pounds, say, what am I going to do less of? What am I going to do more of? What am I focusing on? Because I think what that allows you is the freedom to guide your own path down that. And it doesn't make it like, I'm going to stick to keto this year. Or I'm going to be on a low calorie diet this year. Or I'm going to eat 500 grams of protein this year, whatever it is. It allows you the freedom to say, today is my starting point of that fresh start. But I am not looking at it like today is it, right? Because we want it to carry on. We want to look at ourselves New Year's Eve, New Year's Day of 2024, where, wow, I have made massive progress in my life, right? So we want to make it so that we are taking some things out that aren't serving us and adding the things in that are going to help us reach our goals. So really looking at your life and the quadrants that are important to you. Let's say you're focusing on finance. Maybe it's less shopping, more saving. You know, maybe it's more thrift shopping, less mall shopping. More thrift store shopping and less mall shopping. Maybe it's, you know, maybe you want to do more charity in your life. Maybe it's less spending on things you don't need, more giving to others that need them. You know, whatever it is, whether it's looking for a new job, relationships you have in your life, maybe you want to work on your marriage, you know, and it could be like less girls' night out, more date night with your husband, something like that. But really taking it, what do you want more of? And what do you need less of, right? For me, personally, I'm going to do less scrolling on my phone and more reading. I really want to dive more into more books. I enjoy reading. And I think mindless scrolling does nobody any good. And I really want to focus on less scrolling and more book reading. So just some examples. You can use this for anything in your life that you're working on. Like I said, it does not have to be health and wellness related. However, we are called Hot Mess Mom out there, so I'm going to focus it towards health. But, you know, utilize this to really keep you focused and on track. And I do recommend writing this down, you know, writing it in a journal, writing it in a notebook, put it on a poster board if you have to remind yourself what you're working on. What do you want less in your life? What do you want more in your life? And the last thing that I think is a component of all of this, and I really do believe if you can do all of these things, you are really going to surround yourself with the thoughts and the action plan to be better prepared for your year 2024 to be amazing, to really get you to all of your goals. I truly believe that. I am hunkering down myself. I have big goals for myself and my life. And I hope and pray for you that if you have goals, whether it's health and wellness related or marriage related or family related or job related, that you reach them and that these can help you. And the last thing is, and I did briefly talk about this in a couple episodes in the past, but action boards instead of vision boards. And I heard that saying and I heard it on a podcast and I've created my action boards. I have, you know, I put them in my office where I can stare at them every single day. And I made it so that everything on that board is something either that's a mindset shift for me or that's a picture of something I want to put into action. But it's just a reminder constantly of the things that I am working hard for, that I am putting action behind to get to, or motivating thoughts, motivating words that are going to help me put an action plan into place. It is, like my friend said, all gas, no brakes this year. So if you are in the mindset that you're done with New Year's resolutions, the big grandiose plans never work out, it's time to like really break this up into different things. And if, hey, it's New Year's Day, right? We have time. It doesn't have to start today. If you're like, I'm going to do this stuff today and I'm going to start tomorrow, hey, if you listen to this next June and you're like, you know what? I have 6 months left of the year. I'm going to work on these things because I don't want the end of my year to look like the first half went. It can be at any time. And that's another reason why these New Year's resolutions, like everything starts on this day. There's so much pressure on it and surrounding it that everyone kind of is on board. And I don't think, like I said, it's a bad thing, but it just puts this added pressure and added weight on it that none of us need. But if you are working on goals, and you are ready to transform your life, because I believe at any age, at any moment in time, we can make the decision to do that. We all deserve it, whether it's health related, financially related, marriage related, family related, whatever it is. I believe we have the power. our mindset can shift. We can put these plans into action. And I hope that these steps, these stages of doing that help you and erase the pressure of that New Year's resolution, because I've never really been successful with declaring my resolution. So I don't know that a lot of people that I know have either. Actually, I don't know anybody that's actually made a New Year's resolution and stuck to it at the end of the year and been able to declare that that was successful. So hopefully this gives you another perspective. It gives you some freedom to plan in your own way and to make it about what you want more in your life and what you want less in your life. And really, that's ultimately what we all want, right? We want more of the good, less of the bad. So I hope this episode finds you well. Happy New Year, first and foremost. And I will chat with you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. If you love this episode, please leave me an iTunes review. It would mean the world to me, and it would help me get the word out about helping other moms reclaim their health. Thank you so much.